Well, good morning. Hello, Essie.
Hi.
Well, welcome to another episode of the Swole Sisters podcast. We are coming to you again because we just recorded a 40-minute podcast. This is Jennifer Martinez and Esther Williams on the line, and it didn't record.
I know, you guys, we are so bummed out because it was a really good one.
It was so good. I was so excited to share that episode with everybody, and I could not believe it when we hung up and I saw that it did not record any of it.
And
What can we learn from
yes,
this?
what can we learn? We just have to let it go. We just got to let it go and just be very grateful that we can re-record.
Yes, and it's not going to be the same, and it's going to be like half the time, and
Yeah.
it's because you're in the car on your way to get your daughter. We
Yes, it's half
literally
day.
it's been an hour of that we can never get back, but we can still be thankful and see the silver lining and in everything, and realize that you know what, we learn a lot from. The main thing we learned today, I think, is I see why now Swole Sisters' podcast is not on iTunes, is because it's not working properly.
Yeah, it really, really is frustrating on our end, but
At least we can now I can go in there and figure out why it's not, because it's been so long that it's because we recorded it from the Swole Sister podcast app, and so it was our first time recording it, because we usually, you guys, if you're a first time listener, so sorry.
Yeah.
We tried recording from the new podcast, and it did not work. And so we've been recording from mine, and it's been working fine. And it is what it is, you know. We can still
Yeah.
be thankful. We can still, man, just I don't even know where to start. I know that we were going to talk about Philippians 3. We already talked about it.
Yes.
It's kind of hard to re-talk about it because it was so organic. We went over. Oh man, so many great things. So
We did.
let's just share at least what you can do with your family over the holidays. The main thing that we wanted to say is be present, be off your cell phones. It's really hard for people like Essie and I who have like public open accounts, but even we're being disciplined to not be on it as much and to be more present with our family.
Yes.
And how long until you see your daughter?
Well, let's see, about 10 minutes,
Okay,
but
so
I am
then
still
we've got 10
driving, but
minutes.
it's safe. Yeah. And we also wanted to say this was one thing that I was reading yesterday is you know how you get like those news clippings that pop up in your phone. This was habits of the 30 most successful people. And the one thing that they had in common was that every morning that they woke up, they started the day with gratitude. And I know Jennifer shared that she writes hers down in the morning.
Yeah.
And I think that's brilliant because you can go back to it throughout the day to encourage yourself.
Yeah, I write it in my planner because I'm old school and I write things down, and I don't, do the techie thing, because I don't even want to get on my phone in the morning. That's something we talked about. It's one of the things I've started doing the last few weeks, and it's really helped me with my day. It's kept me, I'm able to manage stress better now, not getting on my phone first thing of the day, because when you put everything in your calendar on your phone, which is fine, you if that's why I have to have it written down, because I don't want to see my phone until I'm done with my morning routine of, getting the kids out the door, and then my quiet time, and then, then I pick up the phone. Not always, but majority of the time I've been doing that, and my days are always better.
And I was saying to Jen that how that helped me a lot because I used to do that. And if you are not like on top of things, you will revert back to your old ways. And I have reverted back to my old ways where my daughter would come down after getting dressed and I would be on my phone and I'm half listening to her and not giving her, you know, the proper attention and the engagement that we both need
Yeah.
from each other. So I thought that was such a good reminder, Jen, and I'm gonna start incorporating that into back into my life again.
Because it can wait. I mean, I know there's some days that it can't, and I get that. But if you have majority of the time, if you're not touching your phone until it's time, like you treat it like an email, we gotta do that. It sets your day off so much better. You're not distracted right off the bat. And it's really difficult to do, because even when you hear it dinging, like I keep it in the other room. I don't even keep it with me. And I have an Apple Watch, and so I don't even put it on, because if I put it on, that thing is dinging when I'm trying to do my Bible study, or when I'm trying to get my day started and you know, in a good way, not a hectic way. And so, you know, those distractions really do add stress, unneeded stress to your day. And we went into talking about all that. We don't have time this now that, you know, that our day has changed with the recording not being recorded. But, you know, it's that alone, if you just get that and you start trying implementing that into your day, if you're stressed out, it's an easier way to keep stress from making your day stressful. Like, what do they say? It's not what happens to you. It happens for you. You make it the best you can, you know, you manage it. So it's a phone, you manage it. And we talked about, and it was so good. And I wish we could go into more detail, but we don't have the time, but we really talked about helping your kids manage it because everyone wants to be liked. And when Mark Zuckerberg made Facebook, his marketing guy came along and said, hey, listen, we got to make this to where we can monetize it. And everybody wants to be liked. So with that like button, it sets off a endorphin in the body. What is it? I can't think of what it's called.
Dopamine.
Yes, dopamine. And so when they post something and people like it, they go, ooh, people like it. So that makes the post more. So they can monetize that and makes people keep coming back for more and for more. And he said in an interview, he doesn't know the damage that that's going to do to the youth because they don't care because it works. And, you know, middle school is hard enough.
We wanted to add that, you know, so Jen and I, we have a public account on Instagram. We post mostly exercise videos. And so we go and we check and see, oh, this one did well. It got this many views, this many likes. And some of them don't do so well. And, you know, even though we are older women and we know who we are, and we know what we stand for, we know what Instagram's all about, that it doesn't make any sense. It can still affect our day.
Yeah.
And so like when we look at the way our children, you know, they're still young, they're very impressionable. They don't know who they are yet. They're insecure. And then they are now contending with likes and views and numbers. And so that's got to really affect them. And so what we shared was that, you know, growing up, we didn't have this. So I don't know what it is like to be a teenager in the 21st century with all of this going on. So we just have to keep talking to our children.
Yeah. Keep the communication lines.
Letting them know that the likes and whatever, it doesn't really mean anything in real life.
But it does to them. And so we have to talk to them about it. Because even we were talking about earlier on the recording that we don't have, that I have a 20-year-old. And she, even the things that she sees on social media, she's able to manage. But we still have to even talk about it. Because not everybody's life is perfect and it makes it look that way. And then certain decisions you've made, you might regret that really they're having the same struggles. They're just not showing it. Right. And so these things really do impact decisions in their lives, in their future. And so you have to be on top of it and be okay with them not liking you. Like our parent, like our generation of parents, we don't want our kids not to like us. And it's like, you know what? No, I'd rather them be mad at me and not like me for taking away their phone time for a little bit and just monitoring it or, you know, discussing things than them to get caught up in this world that is not real and not be able to manage it and make good decisions.
Absolutely. And, you know, we also didn't touch on this one, though, where we talk about the self-worth of our children. And I know Jen and I, we try to root our children in as much as we can in who they are and who God says they are. And, you know, everything else is ever changing. You know, you can't base your security on finances because that could go. You can't base it on your looks because that's going to go. You can't base it on, you know, anything, because everything is ever changing. The only one thing that's constant, never changing, is our God.
Yeah.
And so we try to really instill in our children that Jesus is your rock. And if you want to know who you are, look in the Bible, because anything else other than that is devil planting insecure doubts in your head to tell you, whispering lies into your head. Ah, yeah, you're not that great.
Yeah.
You didn't get that many lies because
you're not good enough. Yep. Mm-hmm. You're not good enough. You don't measure up. And it's a downward spiral that can really be very hurtful and change and alter their lives forever. So be on top of that. You know, I know we're almost at 10 minutes, so we probably need to wrap it up. We want to just say we wish we had that recording would work. It didn't. We'll be back next week with more. We'll have to cover, maybe we can go back and cover some of the stuff that we covered this week that didn't get recorded. Mm-hmm. And, y'all just be with your family and be present and have, you know, have a really great Thanksgiving. Be thankful and start your day with gratitude.
Yeah, let's all do that from here on out. It's not even like a challenge thing for a week, right? It's for a lifetime.
Yeah.
It's going to make us so much happier.
Sounds good to me. All right, Essie, I appreciate you hopping on for the few minutes that you had left. And
thanks for doing this.
We'll be back next week, you guys, and we'll record from Life by Jamar so that we don't have issues again. All right. Have a great day, Essie.
You too, Jen.
All right. Bye for now.
Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.